Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure and I was struggling. The doctor said, "You need to see a dietitian," and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week. We are back for another episode of Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones, and I have been talking about the decadent diabetic. Well, I have him here, and his name is Ward Alper, but let's just call him the decadent diabetic. So, without further ado, we have the decadent diabetic, Mr. Ward Alper. How are you today?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am very excited today. What's important is making sure that when you're talking to your medical professionals.
My deal is I'm a chef, and not a doctor. You have a cooking question about cooking and eating and living with diabetes with your food. I am your man. You've got a question about anything else, seek somebody who knows something about that. I know absolutely, positively, without question, nothing about medications. I know nothing about eating food X and it's going to, reverse your diabetes. I don't believe it. Oh yes, if you eat these worms, your diabetes will be over. If you have 85 pounds of cinnamon a week, your diabetes will be over. I don't know. I'm not medical. I'm not scientific. Other than what is scientific about cooking, how foods and flavors interact. That's my science.
What's important is making sure that when you're talking to your medical professionals that you ask a lot of questions.
As I put it, ask questions like crazy and don't be intimidated. My experience with my first dietitian was a horror story. She screamed at me. I was 3 weeks into diagnosis, asked if I could save the carbohydrates that I didn't use at breakfast, didn't use at lunch, so I could have a larger amount of something else at dinner. And she got up from the table, put her face in mine, grabbed me by the shirt, and said, "You can't do that." She was mean, she was nasty, essentially was blaming me for having diabetes. Oh, wait a minute, is that the same diabetes my father had, my brother had, my sister had, my great aunts had? That's my fault. Okay, great. Don't be intimidated.
Yeah.
Hold your own ground.
Yeah.
Ask questions and know that they're there to guide you. They are not God. They are not all-knowing and all-seeing. They're there to guide you. Take the best of what they say. Make it work for you.
Exactly. And if you don't like that dietitian or that medical professional, find another
one. Go to another one. That's what I did. That's what I did. And you know what? You get to choose to listen to them as much as you want. And the lovely thing is you have the opportunity to change your mind. If you decide that what you've heard really makes more sense, you know, 6 weeks later, go ahead and do it. You decide that what they have said to you doesn't work for you 6 months later, stop doing it. Make it work for you. The medical profession is a guide. They do what is the easiest thing to do. You know, one of the reasons, if you look at your medical insurance, you will be paying more for things like MRIs and CAT scans today than you did a year ago is because they are so widely prescribed. And insurance companies have said, we need to put a stop to them doing prescriptions or doing orders for MRIs and CAT scan quite as much. I mean, that was an easy thing for them. Go have a CAT scan. Go have an MRI. We'll find out what's wrong. And that became a very, very expensive thing. And what's happening today, and I know this from personal experience, I had a CAT scan done 3 weeks ago. My copay on it has gone from $50 to $350. It's trying to get people not just, oh yeah, do this. Fine. Go away.
Right.
They're there to guide you. You get the opportunity to say, no, I'm not going to have a CAT scan. No, I'm not going to take the medication yet. No, I'm not going to do this. But you also have the opportunity to say, yes.
Yes, and to be able
make
to
it
say,
work for you.
What else can I do? Besides that, like I said, I would rather
absolutely
not do medication. What else can I do? And she said, okay, you have this much time to do that. You come back in here, numbers aren't right, then we're going to talk about this again. That was enough motivation for me.
But you know what, Renee? You and I are both lucky. We both seem to have an understanding, caring position. I am so saddened so often to see people talking about how poorly they are treated. We all deserve, God, I sound like Aretha Franklin. We all deserve a little respect.
Yes. And it's important to remember that you
and by the way, Aretha Franklin has diabetes.
Yes. And it's important for you to remember that you are paying that dietitian. You are paying that doctor. So you are working for me, so you need to come with some respect. And if I don't like what you're doing, if I go to store A and I don't like the food or the service, I can take my business to someplace else. Don't stop going to the doctor. Don't stop seeing your medical professionals. But remember that they are working for you. And wherever you're going, if they don't act like they're working for you, then go someplace else where they understand. And there are doctors out there that understand, I am working for you. I'm working with you.
Very, very well said. Very, very well said.
Well, Ward, I thank you so much for your time. My listeners.
Oh, my pleasure.
My listeners are just going to eat this up as I have, and hopefully when they're listening, I'm going to warn them, you better have paper and pencil as I do, because you're going to be writing some things down.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on gtownradio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.